Abdul Karim loves his sheep. He knows each one individually. They replaced his human friends when he and his family had to leave their home near the Turkish border because of the continuing conflict between Kurdish PKK fighters and the Turkish military.
We left all our possessions. The village was burned. We lost everything. We do not have other prospects apart from these animals. The situation is not comparable to the old village. Nothing here is like our village.
Hundreds of families have had to move in the last few years. As we get closer to the border, clusters of abandoned homes can be seen every few miles.
Empty villages like this mean the Duhok is facing its third wave of displacement. For the first ones came during the Syrian revolution. Then there was the fight against ISIL. And now the fighting between the Turkish government and the PKK means more people are forced to leave their homes and move towards the city.
The northern Duhok province in Iraq's Kurdish region has 16 camps for displaced people and 5 more for migrants.
More than 200 families were forced out recently. The population in Duhok was doubled overnight, but we welcome them. They are as ourselves. We try not to make them feel like displaced or immigrants living among us.
Turkey's military regularly posts videos to show tunnels and weapons it says were used by members of the PKK, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, a group designated as terrorists by Turkey, the United States and the European Union. But Turkish military posts deep in Iraqi territory are a controversial issue for the semi-autonomous Kurdish region and Iraqi authorities. Everyone near the border has lost family members or their own livelihoods to the conflict. Ramzi was displaced 2 decades ago and is now having to move again.
I've lived here all my life. Our house is now destroyed due to the fighting. We used to live in peace, but for more than 2 years, we have not been able to reach our villages or farm our lands because of the Turkish shelling.
It's a difficult life for those who say they're caught in the middle. They say if fighters knock on their doors for food or shelter, they're compelled to help, but then seen as collaborators by soldiers.
It is no secret that the PKK are present in the area. However, we hope that our lands are not taken as a battlefield between the two parties, PKK and Turkish army. We have been living here for a long time. Our livelihood is here, and we cannot pay the price for their conflict.
This scenic part of northern Iraq used to be popular with tourists and was good farmland. Now the sounds of bombs, shells and bullets are heard more often than flowing water and chirping birds. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, near the Iraq-Turkey border.